Pundits and pollsters alike missed the boat. News 9 in Oklahoma City, for example, predicting Steve Russell would win re-election in the 5th District just a week before the vote.
According to our exclusive poll, he leads by nearly 12 points, well outside the margin of error.
Not picking on them, no one really expected Horn to win, but as early as September 2017, her campaign chair, Amanda McLean Snipes, told me grassroots fundraising was going very well.
A lot of donations under $100, over 95% from what in Oklahoma.
And as we now know, Kendra Horn won and made some history doing so.
I am only the third woman ever elected to serve in the U.S. Congress from Oklahoma, and I am the first Democratic woman to serve in Congress from Oklahoma.
She also flipped a seat that had been Republican since 1974. Then it was off to D.C., where
it was definitely a bit like drinking from a fire hose as we got started, but I feel really fortunate. Built a really good team both here in Oklahoma and in D.C. to make sure that we are doing the best job possible of serving every single person in the 5th Congressional District.
She joined the largest freshman class of lawmakers in decades, though you might not know it from the news coverage.
If you look at a lot of the coverage of this class, you'd think there are only about 3 new members of our class, when in reality, there are many more of us who are just ready to make a difference, use our good common sense, and try to help people.
She tells me the ones getting all the press aren't representative of her or most of her fellow Democrats.
Just like this class, most of us, the majority of us, fall somewhere closer to the middle. And I think that's true of most of the U.S. It's just we've got a lot of people who are loud on either side.
And she sounded a note I'm hearing more and more often from people.
One of the things I've heard repeatedly is that people are tired of this hyperpartisanship. I'm tired of it.
But Kendra Horn has a D by her name, and before she was even sworn in, the fight was on for 2020. The RNC started sending out mailings and attacking her on social media. She officially registered to run for re-election and began fundraising. And meanwhile, she's
telling every member of my team that we're here to serve people regardless of their background, regardless of their political affiliation, regardless of who they voted for. Our job is to show up and serve. And we're going to work hard to represent the people and work hard towards 20.
Russell Mills, News 102.3 KRMG.